107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a brand new year. Let's check in again with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Jamie, and Happy New Year to everyone. I hope everyone had a restful and relaxing holiday season filled with great memories and lots of delicious food.
Sounds good. Now, Sydney, of course, so we'll check in how the holiday were for you and the kittens. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But let's start off a brand new year with, again, our recipe of the week. We do this Fridays. Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so you know what? I think it's pretty common after the holiday season to be craving something a little bit lighter and fresher. So this week's recipe is a delicious veggie-forward dish called pear and walnut salad.
Okay.
Yeah, to make this dish, it's super easy. Start by whisking together a finely chopped shallot, white balsamic vinegar, or regular balsamic works too, olive oil, honey, pepper, and salt in a small bowl. Then combine arugula or any other leafy green that you have on hand, thinly sliced pears and walnut pieces in a large bowl. Drizzle the dressing over top and toss to coat. Then top your salad with pieces of soft goat cheese and you have either a delicious side dish or if you add some leftover cooked chicken, for example, then you can make this more of a meal-sized dish.
I like the sounds of this. Light and easy, especially after all the holiday eating, shall we say.
Well, absolutely.
We'll have that recipe, of course, the recipe of the week, available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And you got to check out Sydney Brennan's Facebook page. And Sydney, speaking of more great recipes, you've got a special dish on there that originates from North Africa and also popular in the Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. I just made that post yesterday, and it is a great recipe for a weeknight. It's called shakshuka. It's super easy. It's got eggs, tomatoes. You make it in one pan. So if you're interested in a quick weeknight dinner, then check that out.
Okay, and how can they find you on Facebook, Sydney?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook by searching Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
Okay, it's quick and easy, and you can check that out. Lots of great information there. Now, Sydney, how was the holidays for you and the kittens?
Was wonderful. I think the kittens got more presents than we did. They have so many toys and so many treats. Their toy basket is overflowing.
Oh my goodness. And they got through the advent calendar as well?
Oh yes. Yep. They're very disappointed now that it's January and they don't get treats every day. They're very confused.
Fair enough. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. And also on the Sydney's Facebook page, you can check out her recent television segment with CTV. How did that go for you, Sydney?
Yes, thank you for asking, Jamie. It was such an amazing experience. I was interviewed by CTV Calgary Morning Live on how to reduce feelings of guilt and shame over the holidays. So if you're interested in checking that out, you can find the link to the recording on my Facebook page as well.
Oh, but we still have her on the radio. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I would never leave yet.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Thanks again, Sydney, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Jamie.